Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Still many questions surrounding the attack on Paul Pelosi. This despite the release of the criminal complaint against alleged attacker David DePape. It states DePape told officers he intended to take Nancy Pelosi hostage, which constitutes federal charges, and described her as the leader of the pack of lies told by the Democratic Party. DePape told officers he wanted to talk to Nancy, and if she were to tell him the truth, he would let her go. But if she lied, he intended to break her kneecaps. And per the complaint, he said it was to show her, to show other members of Congress that there were consequences to actions. Now, Paul Pelosi told investigators that he had been asleep when DePape, whom he had never seen before, entered his bedroom looking for Nancy Pelosi. So, if this was indeed the case, why do Democrats on the left run with their shifting narrative? First, it was a break-in. Then it was a political assassination attempt until Democrats finally settled on the winning election strategy of blaming the political right and the Republicans for fueling DePape's alleged attack. Because of all the initially disparate information on DePape, as well as conflicting reports about the state of both the Pelosi home and what transpired between DePape and Pelosi minutes before it turned violent, we still don't know. We still lack clear answers. The police who responded to the 911 call have since backtracked their original report that Pelosi and DePape were in their underwear. That's only one point that has been revised from the original reporting. Some people have surmised that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat machine quickly covered up Paul Pelosi's DUI arrest back in August and the fact that the political dog of Republican violence is not hunting. We no doubt will see this assault ultimately disappear in the news cycle. The more the public and alternative media call for additional answers, transparency, and more importantly for any investigation, the video footage, the deeper the memory hole will become. And on Twitter, we get this from, it's a very amusing user. The left is going to drop the Paul Pelosi story like a hot potato by tomorrow. Watch. Now, I'm not here to offer any other theory or rehash the already established reports. My concern is David DePape and his potential use by Democrats as a political pawn, because it has been sufficiently debunked by credible sources. Legacy media is still attempting to paint DePape as a right-wing QAnon conspiracy theorist who was so inflamed by Republican rhetoric that he broke into a heavily guarded home with a hammer in order to commit political violence against the Speaker of the House. As CBS News reports, as set forth in the complaint, once DePape was restrained, officers secured a roll of tape, white rope, a second hammer, a pair of rubber and cloth gloves, and zip ties from the crime scene, where officers also observed a broken glass door to the back porch. However, knowing what we know, now about DePape's mental and physical state, this still strains belief for me. DePape is the type of person that Democrats use in their scorched earth campaigns. Individuals with no established background, few ties to the community or defined roots. People who have a history of erratic and questionable behavior. People who live on the margins. And back to Michael Schellenberger, a longtime San Francisco resident and activist, he wrote about how the narrative being pushed about DePape from legacy media and the left is light years away from reality. On Twitter, he said, the media are portraying the suspect in the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband as a man fundamentally driven by right-wing ideology. But it's obvious to anyone who looks that what drove David DePape to violence was drug-induced paranoid psychosis. And then we also get this from Mr. Schellenberger. As I discovered yesterday, DePape lived with a notorious local nudist in a Berkeley home, complete with a Black Lives Matter sign in the window and an LGBT rainbow flag emblazoned with a marijuana symbol hanging from a tree. A closer look reveals the characteristics of a homeless encampment, or what Europeans call an open drug scene. In the driveway, there's a broken-down camper van. On the street is a yellow school bus, which neighbors said DePape occasionally stayed in. Both are filled with garbage typical of such structures and homeless encampments. People come and go from house in the vehicles, neighbors say in part to partake in the use of potent psychedelic drugs. Neighbors described DePape as a homeless addict with a politics that was until recently left-wing, but of secondary importance to his psychotic and paranoid behavior. One of his neighbors said, what I know about the family is that they're very radical activists. They seem very left. They all talk about Black Lives Matter movement, gay pride, but they're very detached from reality. They've called the cops on several of the neighbors, including us, claiming that we are plotting against them. It's really weird to see that they're willing to be so aggressive towards somebody else who is also a lefty. Yeah. The drug they were imbibing is called Ibogaine. It's a plant-derived psychedelic that has been used as a holistic means of addiction recovery. And as was pointed out in an earlier article, the drug can cause heart problems, lead to death, and has not been embraced by the mainstream of media or holistic practitioners because it has a very unpredictable outcome. And this is what DePape has been imbibing a lot of. The arrest photo of him was only released on Monday, which is quite unusual, and there's been, so far, been no release of video footage. And like I said, the footage would go a long way in answering the legitimate questions that still linger. The neighbors surrounding the grounds where DePape was last known to domicile were interviewed. They paint an unflattering portrait of a man who aligned with nudist drug abusers. And the woman interviewed alleged that the whole household was more left-leaning and that they were all completely unhinged. Statements do not align with anyone who considers themselves MAGA, let alone MAGA adjacent. Make no mistake, whatever transpired at the Pelosi household, how it is being used is typical Democrat playbook. Former Democrat mega donor Ed Buck is an example of how the nefarious behavior of those closely aligned with the Democrat Party and its elite operatives is often hidden and whitewashed in order to protect high-profile people. Managing editor Jennifer Von Lahr covered Buck's eventual conviction after over a decade of known lecherous behavior with black gay young men. Because he was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison after he was convicted of 2 counts of murder and 7 counts of narcotics distribution. One committed independent journalist asked legitimate questions and dug deeper for over 11 years before anyone paid attention to what Buck was doing, which sort of sounds like the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, right? Once an official police investigation was mounted and Buck was charged, the evidence discovered was so disturbing that the judge felt the jury would need therapy if they were required to view it. He was a major booster of Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Back to this whole Pelosi attack thing, and there's some legitimate questions that are not being answered. If DePape was there for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, what led DePape to physically assault Paul Pelosi? If DePape planned this, why did he not do his homework to see if Speaker Pelosi was even in the residence? How did DePape get past all those cameras and armed security? Was there armed security? Were there cameras? A few reports about him himself from KRON and CNN echo Schellenberger's findings of a young man who had a chronic pattern of homelessness and exhibited bizarre and disassociative behavior. So, how could somebody like this, with these obvious mental issues, plan, let alone carry out an assassination attempt? See, if you're going to assassinate somebody, you want to have... There's a couple things you want to do. And this is purely speculative on my part, because I've taken part in, not too many assassinations. But the first thing is, I would want them to be successful. The second thing is, I would want them not to be able to be caught and or point back at me. Which, in this particular case, both of these things were failures. Whatever the motivations that will be given, if any, DePape is in a world of hurt. The complaint charges him with one count of assault of an immediate family member of a United States official with the intent to retaliate against the official on account of the performance of official duties, which carries a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison. I didn't even know that was a law. He's also charged with one count of attempted kidnapping of a United States official on account of performance of official duties, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Politicians take very good care of themselves. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins has said that several other additional felonies and state charges are also being considered. Bottom line, Mr. DePape is no longer homeless because he now has a permanent home in the federal penitentiary. Democrats and leftists continue to push the Republican violence-slash-assassination narrative, now bedded in part by the criminal complaint. They've already forgotten about DePape, who's, you know, he's just garbage now to be thrown on the heap, used and discarded. This is how the Democrats roll. Now, this has been played as a major story. Whether it's on big news like a natural disaster, a real or imagined political scandal, a mass shooting, or another shocking violent crime that took place, information flows fast and freely on social media and in newsrooms regarding what allegedly happened. We now live in an insta-news world where everyone wants to know what's going on and they want to know it now. Sometimes that what's being relayed in real time is information that either hasn't yet been officially confirmed, corroborated, or isn't even true at all. And while the mainstream media likes to pin anything that's found to be disinformation on the well-known social media users who post it, oftentimes what's actually the case is that it was the press themselves who started the disinformation chain to begin with in their own reporting. Such was the case with the online news outlet Politico, which ran a finger-wagging story Monday that chastised Donald Trump Jr., Representative Clay Higgins, and other prominent conservatives for, among other things, trading in disinformation in the aftermath of the reported early morning Friday attack of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi. And here's what they wrote. Former Republican President Donald Trump has so far remained silent online about the Pelosi home invasion, but his son Donald Trump Jr. retweeted a proposed Paul Pelosi Halloween costume featuring men's underwear and a hammer, saying the internet remains undefeated. Representative Clay Higgins, who sits on the House Homeland Security Committee, embraced a false anti-LGBTQ conspiracy surrounding the attack, tweeting and then deleting a post suggesting the perpetrator was a male nudist hippie prostitute. Well, I don't know if he was a prostitute. We know he was a male nudist hippie. Beyond Trump, Jr. and Higgins, pro-Trump commentators from Charlie Kirk to former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, Jr. also weighed in online to raise questions about the investigation based on unfounded and false claims. Among those baseless claims, that a third person answered the door when police arrived at the Pelosi home, which San Francisco law enforcement has said is untrue, and that DePape was in his underwear when apprehended, a falsehood taken from a since-corrected local news report. The problem here, of course, is, as even Politico pointed out, it was KTVU, not Republicans, who first ran with the underwear story, information they have since retracted. And as far as the third person allegedly answering the door, well, that story originally came from Politico themselves when they published what they published about a press conference that was held by Police Chief Bill Scott. And we get this: David DePape forced his way into the home through a back entrance. Scott said officers arrived at the house, knocked on the front door, and were led inside by an unknown person. They discovered DePape and Pelosi struggling for a hammer, and after they instructed them to drop the weapon. DePape took the hammer and violently attacked Pelosi. Now, that came from Politico. Now, as previously reported, they clarified Sunday that there was no third person at the Pelosi residence at the time they arrived, which means that it was Politico that was most guilty of all of still sharing the disinformation they blamed on the right-wingers. And that, of course, is out there on the interwebs right now being circulated and shown by everybody. And while I sit here and pray for a smooth recovery for Paul Pelosi and that his alleged attacker gets the book thrown at him, I'd also like to see the editors at Politico see fit to restore the once respectable publication to its former glory days instead of continuously embarrassing themselves with reports, quote unquote, like the one they ran about the conservative reaction to the news of the attack on Paul Pelosi. Everybody looking for any sort of, everybody's running our way saying, okay, we need to see condemnation, this, that, the other, because this was because of right-wing rhetoric. No, it wasn't. It was because this guy was crazy. This was apolitical. It was apolitical. Now, the Democrats, they know it was apolitical. They're just out there trying to run with this because it would be good for what's coming up in about 7 days when they get completely discombobulated in this upcoming election. They're going to keep doing it. I just find it interesting that they do it at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're hours away from some polls closing in the midterm elections Tuesday. Florida, Georgia, Indiana, and Kentucky will mark the first big set of results for the night. Voters will decide who controls the U.S. House and Senate for the next 2 years. Republicans are optimistic about their chances to take back the majority in Washington. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to explain why he thinks the GOP has the upper hand.
The voters are showing up. You look at all around the country. Voters are showing up because they know the Biden agenda is a horrible agenda. But when we win, you should thank all these candidates that went out and ran great races.
In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 333 points to close at 33,160. The S&P and NASDAQ also rose. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Movies. Movies have long been a source of various attempts of influence. During World War II, we saw nothing but, we saw all kinds of movies, which are now, by the way, probably banned because of the way certain groups were portrayed in said movies. Now, at the time, they served a...
I didn't get that.
At the time, they served a purpose. Because what was happening in the United States during World War II was we went from 0 to 100 in about a year as far as spinning up the manufacturing base and getting the war effort on track. Because it was indeed a world war in a lot of cases. So we had to, every male, every able-bodied male was gone all of a sudden. And the women of the day, they had to go and work in the factories. They had to go and do the manufacturing. They had to do a lot of things. The men who had flat feet, bad backs, whatever it was that couldn't get accepted into military service, they did their part as well. And movies were helpful in that. Now, we haven't existed in that time in quite a while. Most of the movies that have been made that have been sort of a propaganda piece or a influencing piece, if you will, have been, there's very few, for example, that get out there and glamorize the Vietnam War. Very few. Vietnam was considered to be a very unpopular war. And everybody there that participated in it, that were drafted, in most cases, they were demonized as well when they got back. And all they did was go out and do their job. And that's why a lot of veterans have problems with people today of that era. Right? And I get it. I completely understand it. I never had to put up with that because I'm a veteran. And, of course, I was in the Cold War. We didn't have to shoot nobody at the Cold War. And we won. But that's beside the point. Nowadays, movies are being used to push the woke agenda in most cases. With one glaring exception, which is Top Gun Maverick, which is a very patriotic film. It's not going after any particular group, although, if you know anything about who has what air assets, you'd say, oh, that's Iran. Because they're the only ones that actually field F-14 Tomcats right now. They would actually have one that was capable of flying and being armed. So, but it pushed no other agenda besides that. It wasn't about, anything other than heroism. And it was a movie. It was entertaining. And that's what a movie's supposed to be. But here's the problem. How often do you hear this phrase about a remake or a reboot? Which makes me wonder, why can't we come up with any new ideas for a movie now? We have to remake or reboot some that were, very, very successful in their day. We're changing up the story and the characters so that it's more fitting for modern audiences. We saw that, for example, with Ghostbusters. And I'm not going to go into that. But right now, EA is remaking Dead Space for modern audiences. Hocus Pocus 2 was adapted for modern audiences. Splinter Cell, modern audience update. Snow White, remade for modern audiences. Many of your favorite television shows, movies, comics, and more have all had this update applied. The modern audience phrase is supposed to seem like a way to make a movie make more sense in today's culture. That would be a horrible premise all on its own. Star Trek and Star Wars were timeless stories, and while a graphical update here and there wouldn't hurt, these respective universes don't need to look so much like our own culture because it's fiction. And fiction is fine. It's escapist. But what the modern audience phrase really is an excuse to push hard left politics into any IP, franchise, or character. The real idea they're pushing is that more people than not believe that every movie should have a diverse swath of racial representation, LGBT inclusion, and feminist storylines. They want people in America to think that most people want to see their favorite characters' weight race swapped, sex swapped, and engage in homosexual activity. You don't really want your favorite character to change so radically, though, do you? Well, not only are you the odd man out, but you're also a ist or a phobe, and you probably suffer from deep-seated self-hatred due to internalized misogyny. Now, if you really want to make a movie where you're getting out there and sticking it to, let's say the patriarchy. That's a big one. The white males. Let's let women work in sewers. Let's have a movie about women who work in sewers. Well, and they got to work well in sewers. Let's have a movie, a historical piece, a period piece, when they were building the skyscrapers. Let's have the women, they're the ones up there putting together the steel, sitting out on a girder, 20 stories above the city, having lunch. Let's make it about that, if you want to do that. Now, getting out there and trying to make me believe that a female is taking on a platoon of males and beating them half to death. No. You're really woke now. You're not only woke, you're deluded. So, getting out there and, like James Bond is a male. Okay? And he was a British male, a British Caucasian male. That's the way the story was written. I know that's inconvenient. And I had trouble with the last Bond film, because one, I really like Daniel Craig as Bond. Two, the idea that he would die after all this time, after all these incarnations, to me just seems so foreign. And the fact that they replaced him with a female, that I couldn't care less about the race part, but a female, I had an issue with that. So the get woke, go woke, or excuse me, the get woke, go broke principle is almost immutable. The number of companies that embrace some form of social justice principle has quickly found themselves losing money at an accelerated rate, with few exceptions. Gillette told men that their very nature was toxic and subsequently lost billions. Dick's Sporting Goods virtue signaled over AR-15s and quickly saw the value of the company drop like a rock. And the same can be said for social injustice infusions into beloved franchises. Star Wars brand is no longer, who cares? The fan base is no longer excited and energized. And the releases are seeing a dwindling audience. A Japanese anime classic, Cowboy Bebop, was bastardized by Netflix's infamous reimaginings, and the show was canceled only weeks after it was released. There was a lot of people like me that were waiting to see this particular show because I was a fan of that anime. And it's all in the name of the same thing that afflicts the country right now today. The idea that a modern audience is a factor that needs to be taken into consideration is a demonstrable lie. Here's an idea. Create a story of your own. And you can have whatever you want in it. You can have a bunch of people that identify as ferns. And, you know, to be sure, there are people out there who would love nothing more than to see a sex and race swap James Bond. But that's not what this is supposed to be. Just like this country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Right now, the left can't tell you what a woman is. But they're all about women's rights. But there's one thing that they on the left hate more than powerful women who are not hideous crones or castrating shrews, especially since castration, particularly of vulnerable minors, has become a key component of their platform. What's odd is that in 2022, Democrats have chosen to run a bunch of women who are pretty much archetypes of leftist harridans, fussy know-it-alls, passive-aggressive HR managers, ancient pinkos, and bitter man-haters. And all of them are abortion nuts, of course. The GOP went another way. They went with normal women who don't make normal women roll their eyes and normal men snort in derision. And the ones they picked are highly capable. The women identifying GOP contenders this cycle, particularly those running for governor, but also a key Senate candidate, are the opposite of the Democrat stock characters they face. Carrie Lake in Arizona, Tudor Dixon in Michigan, Christine Drazen in Oregon, and Senate candidate Tiffany Smiley in Washington all have a solid chance to snuff their Karen competitors in a week, which is proof that Republicans are sexist somehow, just like GOP support for Herschel Walker and Tim Scott proves that we're racist. And we're also ableists. We believe that you should be able to do the job that you're elected to do, which pinheaded lumpmonger John Fetterman is manifestly unable to do. But sexist? Now, in the words of Nigel Tufnell, what's wrong with being sexy? Highlighting the immutable characteristic of candidates is dumb. But that's how the left plays, so let's play that way. GOP women beat their women. No question, no doubt. Carrie Lake is a superstar. We will see her again. If she can maintain what she has started, she will fulfill the promise that a lot of people were putting on Kristi Noem. And after she's been a governor of Arizona, we will probably maybe see her as a senator or maybe on a presidential ticket. She is poised. She is fearless. She hammers the press mercilessly by going right at the Democratic throat. And she knows their weaknesses because she was part of their media for decades. Her courage terrifies the left. The leftist men especially hate it because she reinforces their inadequacy. They can never be as badass as she is. And for all that, their sissy sensitivity and proud rejection of toxic masculinity, these tiresome femboys understand that they are not, in fact, men, but neutered submissives. And they disgust themselves as much as they disgust us. Kerry's competitor is a quintessential Karen, the kind of governor who would spend 4 years telling Arizona to use its inside voice, especially since she would likely try to lock it down the next time there's a cold going around. Katie Hobbs is the kind of strong, fierce, powerful woman most comfortable whining because of the oppression that occurs when someone points out her myriad failures. She cries out for a refill of her goblet of Trader Joe's screw-top Chardonnay, and you know she's got a dog-eared copy of Eat, Pray, Love on her bookshelf, right next to a picture of her cats. That Hobbs will not debate is to be expected. She comes from a blue bubble world where no one ever disagrees with each other, and she and her fellow pinko crones cackle in an orgy of agreement about everything. America's bad. Guns are bad. Testosterone is bad. Kerry is strong. Hobbs is weak. And we're going to get all of this is going to get Darwinian. Terry Dixon is now a slight favorite to win in Michigan against the Stepford governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the Tracy Flick of this cycle, a ruthless robot who is immune to any concern for the damage she does to everyone around her. She's the ice queen of the lockdowns and an inveterate liar. And you must acknowledge her ability to lie when she told the moms of Michigan, whose kids were barred from school for 2 years, that the lockdown only lasted 3 months, yet kept a straight face throughout doing it. But maybe it was just the Botox. I don't know. Whitmer is a bad person, though, who dreams of a nanny state dictatorship with herself in the starring role. And if the people of Michigan reelect her, they deserve her. Christine Drazen may well save Oregon for more years of Democratic dominance. Her opponent, Tina Kotek, is straight out of Portland, an angry enabler of every criminal pathology you can think of, and a few you hopefully can't. She looks like Rachel Maddow if Rachel Maddow had tripped headfirst into a puddle of Clorox. The glasses, the short, severe hair, is like she got a makeover from the University of Oregon State Gender Studies Seminar. She's an out lesbian, but not the lipstick kind, and if you don't run away, she'll tell you all about it. She's a mom and has a personal beef with Kotek, Christine Drazen, I'm talking about. Kotek lied to her about a redistricting deal, and this election is payback. Oregon has a very stark choice in 2022. You can be a woke failure or a pro-American success. In Washington State, Tiffany Smiley is running for Senate, and it's a long shot since Washington is full of Democrat nitwits. Patty Murray is her ancient opponent, one of those bitter older Dems who radiates cat mom vibes. Murray is the woman who drives her Prius too slow in front of you, making you stare at her coexist in arms of her hugging bumper sticker. Tiffany nursed her wounded warrior husband back to health after he was blinded overseas. She is relentlessly normal. And that's the secret of all these women. We don't need malicious strivers, mousy managers, angry urban radicals, or elderly Marxists. We want normal people. Happy people. People who are unafraid to stand up to the evils of CRT and trans idiocy. Every one of these women has taken hell for refusing to bless the slaughter of babies on the altar of Moloch. They're all normal people pushed to the brink by the forces of abnormality. They fight for children and their country. Is it significant that they are women? Only in the sense that it is harder for them in some ways with the regime media labeling them gender traitors for going against what the ruling caste has decreed women should believe. They're not running as women. They're running as Americans. Republican Americans. And that refusal, in and of itself, to play the gender card itself owns the left. What's going to happen in a week is going to be very, very important. Leaving the legislature in the hands of the Democrats, The Democrats will go scorched earth. We will not recognize we won't see America the way we see it today in 2 years. 2 years from now, we'll look back at this time and go, oh, these were the good old days. They are completely unhinged. It has nothing to do with anything about the public safety, the public good of America. It has everything to do with a complete and total submission and dismantling of the Republic. Failure to recognize this is delusion of the highest sort, plain and simple. Getting out there and trying to tell me, well, Bill, you know, it's been like this. It's always a trade of power. It's like a badminton game. It's like a game of tennis. It's, you know, blah, blah, blah. All of that stuff, that has, in fact, been true in the past. Absolutely. But we have gone a whole different, we've gone down a different path now. Down a different path. We now exist in a world where they think that this is what you want. They believe this is what you want. And it doesn't matter whether it's the movies you're watching, the policies they're pushing, the laws they want to pass, the norms they want to shatter, the fact that they want to take your children and sexualize them. I mean, who does that? All these facts, none of that matters to them because they think that's what's important. And in order for all of these things to occur, well, then all you got to do is just not pay attention. And everything will be cool until it isn't. One day you're going to wake up, there's going to be a hurricane coming in, you're going to have to evacuate in your electric car, and they're not going to be able to let you charge it because the grid can't handle it, and you're just going to get to sit there and watch it come in. Thus is the leftist policy at its best. Between now and then, well, first of all, I'll be back again in 21 hours, and please remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. And it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.